Good morning, 8:37 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our update from Coffeeville's Reawakening, and we've got full chairs this morning. We have many guests to get on here. We're going to start, though, with Denise York.
Good morning, James. How are you doing?
Hey, doing well.
Welcome back from vacation.
Thank you. Thank you for the, I'm glad to have the warm welcomes back.
Yeah. So I want to start out with the Midlands. So this week it'll be our first movie night. That's Saturday with Sheck. Movie will start at dusk. And I wanted to thank our sponsors who's over the years have always, you know, supported the Midland Theater on this. So Doug Mund and Grace Fellowship on this Saturday is going to provide a bouncy house for us. We've got the CVR Nitrogen always supplies restrooms that we're having outside. Liebert Brothers and Isham Hardware donate the popcorn. We've got Community State Bank takes care of the movie. First Student has donated water for us. So just a lot of things going on. We've got concessions, free popcorn, kid activities. We've got the Native American Fellowship. Inc. kids are coming in to hand out snow cones and talk about their organization and give out information. So all we need from you, James, is the weather. Is it going to be good for Saturday night? Or
well, we're working on it. So I think for Saturday night, not going to be too bad. Mostly clear. Low of 56, might be a little bit chilly, but our daytime high is going to be 78.
Okay. So. Yep, bring a blanket cover up. We'll have the streets blocked off, so it should be a lot of fun. And it's the first one of the season. We'll have two more after this, and just trying to get things started out. Hope we have great weather for it. So, and then remind everybody about Cedar Bluff. Their fundraisers tonight, bingo, at 6 o'clock. And if you haven't been, need to come out. It's a great time. And you know that's how they make their money. Tonight they're going to be serving chili and chili dogs. So,
excellent. No, it's always a fun time out at bingo at Cedar Bluff.
Right, and then they do have their spook trail coming up in October, but I thought maybe we might have somebody on here in the coming weeks or something to cover that one for us.
Yeah, no, that's another great one, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, Saturday night, Ducks Unlimited, they're having their banquet. Going to conflict with our movie, but we thought everybody could go to the banquet first and then come out for the movie afterwards. Yesterday, we did do our Can Cycle bike relaunch, and we had City, the Chamber, Tourism, CACF, Coffee House Reawakening were all there, and we were switching over to Can Cycle. Sam can help me out on this one, but we had a little bit of trouble with the locks from switchover, so they weren't working, but I think they're working on them. Started on them yesterday. Hopefully today they'll be able to be unlocked. We've got codes for people to get a free 30-minute ride?
No, it's actually free for a month for 30. Oh, it's probably okay. Already started, so I'm not sure if it's from the time you use it or the time. So we'd have to check on that. But the code is BikeCK23. Right. So that's a capital B, and then so bike, and then capital C, capital K, 23.
Yep.
So and that'll give you 30 days free.
Yep.
So I'm not sure if it's an hour at a time, but we can, you know, if you have any questions,
we'll
give us a
out.
Call at the foundation. We can answer them for you or find the answer.
But the weather's really getting great. We really want people to go out and try them out. I mean, Sam and I, we've ridden them, so, I mean, they're great.
They're really easy bike to ride, if that makes sense.
Like, they are.
Yeah, they're
and then going forward this weekend, I think we're starting reunion season. So we've got a lot of reunions going on, and I'm going to let Sam cover the Alumni Association. But do you have the reunion years and dates?
I can pull that up really quick. So, so I'm Sam Kudrick, and I am part of the Coffeeville Alumni Association, Field Kinley class of 2008, just to be exact. I mean, we're proud of that, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's how classes are, right?
I know. 72 over here, so get that plug
so,
in.
Yeah, so we launched this, maybe about a year ago. We're still getting our feet on the ground, trying to kind of figure out what we are, what we want to be for people. But really the goal is to connecting the past, present, and future Coffeeville alumni through communication and events. So the goal is to keep people connected, and, you know, if they have reunions going on, we want to let them know about that so they can keep connected to their class. And speaking of the reunions, we do have a list of those. There's quite a few coming up here in the next, in October. So let me I know I should have that list.
I know this weekend the class of 63 is in.
Yes, yeah. So this weekend, the class of 63, on Dalton Defender Weekend, October 6th and 7th, we have class of 68, 73, 78, and 2013. And then October 13th weekend, the class of 71 is actually having their 70th birthday celebration. So that's going to be going on, not their reunion, but a celebration, which is going to be awesome. And then we have, maybe that is, and that's the weekend of Brewfest. That's what I was thinking of. And also class of 83 and 2003 is going to be that weekend of the 13th. So quite a bit going on. We do, if you are part of, you know, want to be part of the Alumni Association, you can sign up. It's easy. It's free. If you go to sevilleschools.com/alumni, you can do that. Fill out a quick paper. We get the data, and that way we can place you with your class. Even if you're, maybe you didn't go to Coffeeville, but you taught there in the past or present, you can be part of that. Or if you went to Coffeeville Schools, but you didn't graduate from here, you can still be part of that, part of our Alumni Association.
So there's no room to complain that, hey, I'm not getting invited.
I know,
not an oversight necessarily, just we might not have your information.
Exactly.
So go ahead and submit that.
Yeah, so just two more quick things, and I'll pass it on. But, you know, the goal is to connect people, but also, you know, our really long-term goal is, you know, maybe there's ways to bring people back to Coffeeville. If there's job openings, we want to work with some of our industries to say, you know, hey, we have this person from this class that has this type of, you know, degree that maybe it'll fit. So really our hope is kind of long-term and bigger things to get people back to Coffeeville if they can, or just keep them connected if, you know, either way. And then also our fundraiser right now is we are selling these cool NATO buttons. There's actually three designs. They're $5 each, and we're raising those funds to do different events and things that the school might need, or just different things that we can just assist with. So
those are neat.
If you want to buy a button, we're going to try to be at some of the home events, like if maybe hopefully not just football, but some of the other ones as well. And then also anyone on the Alumni Association can sell you one. And I'll give you that list of names. We have Angie Naden, myself, Nan Lynn, Jim Criswell, Keisha Johnson, Daryl Harbaugh, Griff Walker, and Shanna Model. So
okay. We
can, and they do have a few at the board office. So if you want to stop by there, you can also stop by there and purchase one. So.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, thank you, Sam, for filling us.
Sorry, that's a lot of information.
No, that is great.
A lot of reunions.
I know. Yes. Yeah. So well, I'll pass it to Peggy next.
Yeah.
Those NATO buttons look great. It's the first thing I saw when she walked in, other than her great headband.
Yeah. I think those are great. I like the kind of vintage NATO there.
Oh, and yeah. Yeah, I'm going to take some. We'll talk later, okay?
That's great.
Hey, listen, in fact, I had lunch the other day at the NATO Cafe. I'd never been there. Have you been there?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh. You walk in, it's like the best restaurant. We have great restaurants in Coffeeville, so it's a very good place to eat. And, you know, you can't go in there as just a walk-in, but, boy, it's a great. School district's doing some wonderful things.
Yeah.
And I love the alum thing.
Matt and I still have a standing invitation from Dr. Krell to head on over there someday, so we need
better
to check
do
it out.
Because I'll tell you what, we had pork carnitas, and they had fresh chicken salad and croissants, and unbelievable. Not like when I went to school and you just got slop, applesauce, cottage cheese slopped on your tray. Anyway, okay, so we are really excited about what's going on Ninth Street. This morning, we had cars going by giving us thumbs up and honking because we were moving the benches from the orchard over to 1205, where we're going to have conversation areas at the 1205 West 9th Garden, and we're moving the picnic bench to the second picnic bench. So for the groupings we have, like when we have Boys and Girls Club, sometimes we have 20 kids, neighbors in, we have room for everybody. And then those three lots where the garden, where the orchard was, are becoming I believe they're going to be the first sites for the infill for the City of Coffeeville Moderate Housing Program. And I understand from the commission meeting the other night that they're really close to starting that. So they're getting that land ready. And the final thing is for Coffeeville Neighborhood Initiative. This fall, we are really working with people to look at how they can very inexpensively and quickly improve the curb appeal of their homes. And if you drive by the 1100 block on 9th Street, you'll see one of the wonderful bungalows there that had raw wood porches that had never been painted. In 2 days, the owner commissioned painting. We painted them. It totally changes it. We're, again, people are honking their horns and giving us a thumbs up and everything. So we really want people to get out in this great weather in the neighborhoods and see what they can do to paint the door, paint the porch, clean up things. So that's what we're doing there.
Sure. Just a little bit of extra, you know, work there. That can really make a big difference in taking care of things. It's not even all that hard, you know, and I know we've have the incentives like the Paint in the Town program and that sort of thing that are available for folks. I mean, the city will help you buy paint. I mean, that's a really great opportunity.
Great time of year to get out there and do the yard. And
yeah.
It is.
It's so nice now that the weather's finally broken, and we were talking off air. It's just fun to see the things, people being able to get a little bit out once again, being able to do some work, and also the great projects going on around town. I mean, and I know we're going to talk about that here next. So it's just fun to walk around and see all the excitement.
Yep, Wendy's and Pete's and the downtown awnings.
Yep, even the smokestack getting a fresh coat of paint finally. So that's really exciting.
No, I just wanted, the only thing I have left is to mention about the awnings, and they are supposed to be finishing those up today, the deck on them. They won't start on the columns until October.
So that's pretty quick. I mean, I know they come off pretty quick.
They went fast. I mean, you know, but they've got half a block left, and they're supposed to be there today to finish those up. So you may not be able to come down 9th Street. It'll probably be blocked off for a little while, but you can go to the parking lot behind to get into Lanning's and Hirsch's from the back, and so just be careful.
Sure.
Be careful when you're walking down there, because there's
things
falling.
Boy, does it open it up. Have you been downtown to see it since you got back?
So we did the coaches show last night in Gigi's, and I was like, this is like a whole new experience, because it was so much lighter looking out the window there. You know, if you're eating in Gigi's, they're just looking out. I mean, it really made a difference. So.
Well, it does. And you can see the historical buildings, the whole building, not just pieces
of
it.
Yeah, and I was like the one on the, escaping me which corner it was, but I was like, wow, I don't even really recognize the building, because you can kind of see the what the facade actually looks like. It was kind of a neat facade.
I heard several pigeons talking, saying they're flying south to Oklahoma because
be
we don't have a place for
that's
them
where
anymore.
They need to go.
Yeah, so that's like a big deal.
We don't have enough room for them.
So that's it for us, Sam or James.
Absolutely. Well,
lots of good things happening this fall.
Really great updates. If people do want to maybe get involved with Coffeeville's reawakening and the foundation, all that sort of thing, what's the best way to do that?
Like, can they stop in at 115 West 9th? They can give us a call at 620-252-5861. They can go to ilovecoffeeville.com and connect with most of the websites for reawakening.
They can leave a note here at KGGF and we'll pick it up.
Yeah, happy to do that.
So plenty of ways to get a hold of us. So.
Okay. Well, Denise, Peggy, Sam, thank you so much for stopping by. Look forward to chatting again here real soon.
Thanks, James.
All right, and we'll be back with Open Line here in moments on KGGF.